From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump Sunday demanded that congressional intelligence oversight panels investigate whether former President Barack Obama's administration abused its investigative powers in the weeks before last November's presidential election as part of their probe into Russian meddling in the vote. Without any evidence, Mr. Trump accused the Obama administration Saturday of tapping his phones on Trump Tower headquarters in New York the month before the November election, an allegation an aide to the former president rebuffed as simply false. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told NBC's Meet the Press Sunday there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
As to Trump's Russia campaign ties, I have no evidence personally that there are any, but I will insist that the FBI be given full opportunity to look into this without political interference.
Senator Graham is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Trump is expected to sign a new executive order on Monday regarding immigration and travel into the United States after a federal court blocked the administration's previous attempt. Details of the new order are not available. Mr. Trump has cited terrorism concerns as the primary reason for pushing the sweep temporary travel ban. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions still held by Islamic State militants. The offensive had been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Thousands of civilians continue to flee the fighting each day. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian news reports say government forces have pressed forward in pursuit of Islamic State fighters in northern Syria, gaining control of 15 more villages near the Turkish border. Meantime, a new UN investigative report accuses Syria and Russia of multiple war crimes for deliberately targeting hospitals and destroying vital civilian infrastructure during daily airstrikes. Paulo Pinheiro was in charge of that investigation.
Given the large number of submunitions that each cluster bomb release, their use in such a densely populated area, as I said, as eastern Aleppo city, amounts to the use of an indiscriminate weapon constituting the war crime of indiscriminate attacks in a civilian populated area.
Pinheiro reports also condemn some armed groups for preventing civilians from leaving the city. Officials in Afghanistan's troubled northern Kunduz province say an overnight insurgent attack has left at least six National Security Force personnel dead. Media outlets were told Sunday a large group of insurgents stormed a security outpost near the provincial capital, causing the fatalities. A Taliban spokesman claimed that fighters also overran the outpost and seized weapons and other equipment there. Thousands of delegates from around China have gathered in Beijing for the annual parliament session that began today. Premier Li Keqiang told the delegates China wants to expand its economic growth by about 6.5% of GDP in 2017. Li also promised to tackle one of the country's most visible problems, which is air pollution. Islamic school students hoped to meet last week with a state representative in the U.S. at Oklahoma's capital during Muslim Day, designed to combat hate rhetoric and hate legislation. Instead, in the office of one representative, the students were asked to answer several written questions, including Muhammad was a killer of pagans, Christians, and Jews that did not agree with him. Do you agree with this example? The student from the Peace Academy in Tulsa did not meet Thursday with Republican Representative John Bennett, who has compared Islam to a cancer in our nation that needs to be cut out. Bennett did confirm what happened in his office through an email he sent to the Tulsa World. According to the newspaper, Bennett said the questions were based on the Quran and other Islamic texts. Somali government officials have said that more than 110 people, mainly women and children, died from waterborne diseases in 48 hours as a result of the enduring drought in the country. The International Organization for Migration is appealing for $24.6 million to provide life-saving assistance to hundreds of thousands of the most vulnerable victims of Somalia's drought. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.